Yes, the Trump accounts are yet another scam, because everything Trump does is a con or a rug pull. And here's why. They say, well, every child is going to get $1,000 that Trump's going to give them. And you get this Trump account. And then that $1,000, if it just grows over time, even if you don't add anything to it, it'll be worth $5,000, they say, by the time the kid is 18. And if you contribute to the Trump account, oh my God, then it could be worth, you know, $250,000 or $300,000 or even more. Well, it's all a lie, and here's why. Number one, they're assuming a 10% annualized compounded return on the money that's in the Trump account. That's crazy. I mean, treasuries aren't even paying 5%, and if they were, our debt market would be collapsing. So to assume a 10% annual return is nonsense. And secondly, when they describe what these accounts are worth 18 years later, they're, in your mind, you're thinking of them in today's dollars, you know, 2026 dollars. And $250,000 sounds like a lot, or $300,000 sounds like a lot. But what's that actually worth in the year, you know, 2044? And the answer is probably not much, because the dollar is collapsing in purchasing power. Yeah, the dollar is collapsing in purchasing power. Now, I know the dollar is rising compared to other currencies, but that's just because other currencies are getting weaker faster. In terms of purchasing power, because of all the currency printing, the dollar is losing its value, and it's losing more and more every year. By some accounts, 10 to 15% per year. You know, if you go and try to buy groceries or health insurance or fuel or whatever, you're going to find out, of course, that prices are much, much higher, much more than just 2% or 2.5% per year, as the government claims. Prices are going up more like 10 to 20% per year. And so what does that mean that today's dollars are going to be worth 18 years later? Well, again, not that much. Well, depending on how you apply the rule of 72 and what assumptions you make, the dollars in 2044, even if there's not a total currency collapse, will probably purchase only about 1/6 of what they purchase today. So the Trump account is really another Trump con. It's a Trump rug pull. And if you really wanted to do something for a child to help them have a financial future that's secured, you would give them gold. That's right. You'd give them maybe a 10th of an ounce of gold or something like that, or a 1/4 ounce of gold. That would secure their future, because that gold would hold value over time. I know ups and downs occur. There are 50% pullbacks in gold and silver, as we have seen. But over time, it's going to hold value against the currency that's being printed into oblivion. So how come Trump's not giving gold to all these children? Oh, it's because the government can't print gold. That's why. They can print currency, and they can trick a lot of people who don't understand mathematics or economics or compounding interest. They can trick people into thinking, oh my God, this is going to be worth so much money in the year 2044. By the time 2044 comes around, first of all, there's a very high chance that the American empire doesn't even exist. There's also a very high chance that the dollar doesn't exist, or at least not in its current form, not with its current value. And there is a 100% chance that it doesn't have the current value, because they will keep printing it into oblivion. Probably by 2044, we will have already suffered a currency reset, which means the dollar is going to be completely reset. You know, they'll add a couple of zeros in principle to it, where $100 is now called $1. You know, they did this in Mexico, for example. This has happened in many other countries. And this is the way the government hides inflation and makes things appear to be cheaper, and also loots about 90% of the purchasing power from the people who are holding dollars. So is that coming? Yeah, maybe. Or any number of other scenarios that will destroy the value of the dollar. If you are saving in dollars, you're a fool. If you're saving in gold, well, then you're serious. Then you're really actually saving, or silver for that matter, but not in dollars. And the worst part of this is that a Trump account is held under the control of the federal government. Now, Of course, you can have it in a bank account, but it's still controlled by the government, which means the government can, at any time, take the money back, confiscate it in, let's say, an emergency. Are we going to be facing a national emergency in the years ahead between now and 2044? Of course we are. Does that mean the government's going to steal everybody's Trump account money? No, not necessarily, but they could. You don't have control. You don't have custody of it. So you don't really have ownership, do you? So you want real ownership, for especially for a child, then again, it's gold. Here, a quarter ounce of gold. We're going to put this in a special place. We're going to put it in the vault. It's going to grow in value compared to the currency over time. Nobody can just take it digitally. It can't be confiscated. Its growth can't be taxed. It can't be taken because of laws being changed by the government in future administrations, because maybe the Democrats get into power and they hate the name Trump. So they ban Trump accounts and they just cash them all out, and or take all the money and say these were illegal from the start. I mean, anything could happen when you don't have self-custody. So only fools and idiots believe in Trump accounts, or, you know, Trump cultists who are totally blinded to reality. But I guess that makes them a fool and an idiot anyway. But smart people don't mess around with silly things like that. They save in gold and silver. They take self-custody or have it vaulted privately in a trusted independent vault that's not part of the banking system. And they understand numbers. They understand how this is going to work over time. Those who hold gold and silver are going to end up with, by far, the most commanding wealth, whereas those who are sitting on dollars or dollar-denominated debt or dollar-denominated stocks, whatever, those people are the ones that are going to get wiped out. It always works that way. What a coincidence. So don't waste time with Trump accounts. It's a total waste of time. It's not going to be there when you need it. It's not going to have any value, you know, when your child or grandchild needs it. Best thing is get physical gold and silver. And now, don't take this as investment advice, but I would be stacking gold and silver, especially right now with the prices having suffered quite a pullback. Gold and silver pricing is just begging for being purchased right now because of the upside of where this is going. So right now, in my opinion, a great time to buy gold and silver, especially if you want to give it to children or grandchildren or gift it to anyone. And if you want physical gold and silver, our sponsor in this space, which is a trusted retailer, is Battalion Metals at metalswithmike.com. Remember, it's co-founded by Tucker Carlson, and they have very honest pricing, honest products, privacy-oriented, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul people. Check it out at metalswithmike.com, and thank you for your support. Don't take this as investment advice, by the way, but then again, don't get investment advice from Trump either. That would be your worst investment advice, especially if you buy crypto from Trump. You're probably going to lose all that. It's like 95% loss. But Trump will get rich on the crypto, but you won't. So thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Follow all my videos at brightvideos.com. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.